This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Hamas militant group designated as terrorist by the U.S. said on Wednesday it has sent new quote-unquote ideas to Qatari mediators aimed at ending the nine-month Gaza war with Israel. Israel confirmed it was evaluating Hamas comments on a deal to free its hostages in the Palestinian territory and would reply soon. With the death toll mounting and conditionings worsening daily for Gazans, both sides are under increased international pressure to agree to a ceasefire, more recently based on a roadmap pushed by U.S. President Joe Biden. A group is saying Israeli settlers in the West Bank have got the go-ahead to grab more land. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Middle East settlement tracking group Peace Now says Israel has approved the largest seizure of land in the occupied West Bank in over three decades, authorities recently approving the appropriation of land in the Jordan Valley. The Palestinians view the expansion of settlements in the occupied West Bank as the main barrier to any lasting peace agreement, and most of the international community views them as illegitimate. Israel's government considers the area to be the historical and religious heartland. Peace Now's data indicate it's the largest single appropriation approved since the 1993 Oslo Accords at the start of the peace process. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Haitian Prime Minister Gary Kani told the UN Security Council on Wednesday the arrival of the first Kenyan police officers under a UN-backed mission marked a critical stage to restoring security in a country ravaged by gang violence.
Haiti se trouve à un moment critique.
Kani told diplomats in New York the arrival of the first contingent of the multinational security support